In this pre-election 2025 mini-series, I'm going to go through a few of the points that have shaped some of my thoughts about the nation I am now a citizen of. I have spoken with many people, countless colleagues, students and friends, as well as strangers, about society and politics in Germany. There are, I suspect, many voters who will even vote for the AfD, with whom I share concerns. I wish to speak about one of those topics in each mini-episode. I ask you to be patient with me, to reflect genuinely on each argument, and to let me know your thoughts. Democracy in Germany will not come to an end, even if a more far-right government is elected. But many people will suffer unnecessarily for the policies that I believe will be enacted, and for no good reason. We will move increasingly towards a society where finger-pointing based on race will increase. I believe there will also be an increase in domestic violence against women, and that gender inequality in the workplace will also go up. Immigration laws will be tightened to an extent that significant damage will be done to the German labour market in the hospitality, healthcare, and construction sectors, among others. People currently living and working in Germany will be forcibly removed, dividing families and creating untold strain on law-abiding and hard-working people just to make a political point that in the end will benefit nobody. I believe social benefits will be cut, further complicating the lives of many people who live around or below the poverty line, including many AfD voters. I believe technology will be used to curtail our privacy and to negate our human rights. I also believe many positive steps taken to reduce CO2 emissions and to transition towards renewable energy will be reversed, with catastrophic consequences for future generations. These are the issues into which I will delve deeper. The AfD, some of its leaders and members, though not all, are racist, white supremacists, and do not care about Germany. My words are aimed at those who remain undecided. German politics is suffering from the same problems we see in the UK, the USA, and many other countries around the world. Our politicians, in many cases, have sold out their principles. There are not enough differences between the parties for people to feel represented. Almost all parties have renounced socio-economic policies based on ideals and have embraced the same neoliberal principles across the board, so that whichever party wins, the result is the same. The AfD talks like it is different, like it is anti-establishment. The AfD is even more establishment than the parties we have become disheartened with. The AfD is like the Reform Company in the UK. They are organizations run by rich people who wish to further enrich elitists. The divide between rich and poor is only going to grow further. Tuna Mike clocking out. Rise up.
Jepek kuduelo mabiro etu under mic. Dung parodit kod joke mawoye tu under mic. Seche tim sudbuta wawinji etu under mic. Wola wachokre wabed ping biwawinje erochako domomit ndi
tu and a mic.
Podcast makende.
This episode looks into the AfD's main policies regarding family and education. As I've addressed education as a subject in itself, I will mainly focus on their policies that relate to families. Family and education, as the AfD puts it, the AfD aims to support families by increasing child benefits and family allowances. They also want to return to traditional educational curricula, criticizing what they see as the ideological influence in schools. Again, as I said earlier, if you want to look at their policies on education, please have a listen to the Education Podcast. So, point one, traditional family structure. The AFD emphasizes the traditional family unit consisting of a father, mother, and children. They believe this structure is the cornerstone of society and should be protected and promoted. Terms like this have no meaning in the modern world. There is no such thing as a tradition that is not automatically grounded in patriarchy. What traditional era are they referring to? It is never mentioned when we hear these ideas. What year or decade do they wish us to return to? The 1980s, 1970s, 1950s, before the war? Are they willing to explain just how women were seen in those times? How many women want to go back to the times when all their responsibilities amounted to the performance of a single duty, holding up the ego of their precious husbands? The husband's word was law. His need was paramount. His pleasure was her first thought. His children were to be raised by her. His social life accepted and supported. His opinions never questioned. As a man, I find the idea of these traditions disgusting and demeaning. They have no place in society, not because I'm a progressive type, but because they have never had a place in society. Instead, at the turning point of human development, when the choice was given for understanding and strength and capability, humans went with brawn. Every day that we allow patriarchal views to dictate our societal structures, we repeat that very same mistake. Point number two. Support for families. The AFD advocates for policies that support families, such as financial incentives for having children and measures to make it easier for parents to balance work and family life. This is also a policy that lacks clarity. How would financial incentives for having children work? Who qualifies? It seems that certain families would not be covered, and the line on the page covering asylum makes it clear. The AFD says Islam does not belong in Germany. That would suggest families that practice Islam would probably not benefit from these generous subsidies. So the AFD is essentially advocating a policy that rejects alternative religion and yet claims to be about freedom of choice and free speech. It's hard to declare yourself a free speech advocate while silencing millions of people. The measures to balance work are not new, nor are they brilliant. Remote working is already available, despite many companies trying to reverse this trend. Part-time work is another old solution which usually targets women. It presents women with the opportunity of earning money while also attending to their domestic responsibilities. Balancing work and family is not the same as having a work-life balance, which guarantees the same promotion programs enjoyed by men who are invariably unburdened by such measures. The level of sexism in the terminology is quite clear too. The AFD specifies childcare support so that women can return to work. There needs to be very mature conversations about pregnancy, childbirth, child rearing, and in general, menstruation. We cannot continue to live in a society that disregards physiology when it comes to making economic and political decisions. Science has developed far enough along, I would have thought. Which leads us conveniently into the following topic. The AFD is opposed to gender mainstreaming. It opposes gender mainstreaming and other policies they see as undermining traditional family values. Let's be clear. Gender mainstreaming does not undermine family values when you haven't defined what you mean by family values precisely. The AFD states that a family is best served by a male and female parent and children. The more, as long as they're German and non-Muslim, the better. They don't explain how their idea of a traditional family doesn't work when you mainstream, bringing into sharp focus the consideration of genders in policymaking, and thereby beginning to realistically address gender inequalities. Setting aside the fact that gender equality is a sustainable development goal and absolutely fundamental for the feasible survival of any human society, why is it that society can entertain the dominance and needs of men for thousands of very troublesome and destructive years, yet when the question is finally raised to include women in these considerations, it suddenly becomes an issue for families? It may be argued that neoliberalism is contrary to family values as it enriches the elites in society and impoverishes the already impoverished further. War is also of questionable benefit to families, much like weapons manufacture, yet that seems to be okay. Extremely poor air quality, especially in poor neighborhoods where children go to school, is harmful to families, yet apparently climate change isn't even a thing, according to the AFD. Unequal access to education and jobs is also a problem for families. Have I mentioned that underutilizing the intelligence and capacities of women, forcing women to allow men to steal their ideas and discoveries, and not allowing them to reach positions of management in organizations that would definitely benefit from a completely different kind of management? Have I mentioned how these would also have knock-on negative effects on families? Cities, economies, social structures, buildings, even doors have been designed with men as the focal point. Laws, policies, and family values throughout history have been designed to give men de facto domination over womankind. This masculine experiment has gone on long enough. Can we please bring some common sense back into the argument? The fourth point is demographic concerns. The AFD is concerned about Germany's low birth rate and believes that encouraging higher birth rates is essential for the country's future. There is nothing stopping families from having more children, except it's too expensive. The world is an unsafe place because there are so many violent and aggressive people out there, especially men. The climate is changing because of how we are overusing resources of a certain kind and not creating enough renewable energy. We want to enjoy our lives more and live for longer. We can't afford a place of our own to live. We can't find the right partners. How about it's none of your damn business why, as a family, we have decided not to have kids? Are you kidding me? The AFD argues on the one hand that government has become too big, that it has created too many rules for the market, we'll talk about this sometime too, that people should be left alone to make their own decisions, and then they come out with this shit? On top of that, demographic concerns. Let me think here. Is this the AFD's way of introducing the great replacement theory into German politics? A theory that is based on no proof of any sort except for the fear-mongering of racist ideologues? No, not having any of that. I wonder, in fact, when they're going to call this policy the Sparta Protocol. In conclusion, I will say this. These policies read like watered-down fascism. They're not even brave enough to call it what it really is. Inherent within every policy is someone else to blame. There is always a target behind every concept. There is hatred in every caring statement. The AFD doesn't do society building. There are no social policies here that would appeal to any modern European urban reality. The AFD has outlined some low-hanging fruit by talking about remote working and part-time options and making parental leave longer for both parents. But there is nothing substantially new in any of these ideas. Everything that is here that is positive already exists. The AFD's family policies read like a 1950s washing powder advert. Sexist, unoriginal, and no longer even remotely relevant.